USA Radio News.
The volcano spewing lava hundreds of feet into the air on Hawaii's Big Island may also threaten a geothermal power plant where tens of thousands of gallons of highly flammable liquids are stored. Now, the plant has been evacuated, as have many homeowners. Take a listen as this homeowner describes the scene when he was leaving his home.
It was really shaking. I got under a doorway. And then when the next one came, I could tell it was going to be much bigger. And I ran out of the house, and I tried to find a clear spot to stand. And got away from the power line. And I looked back, and my car was just rocking like this on the ground.
Oliver North will become the president of the NRA within a few weeks. That's according to the board of directors, who began the process earlier today. In a statement, Wayne LaPierre, NRA Executive Vice President and CEO, said Oliver North is a legendary warrior for American freedom, a gifted commentator, and a skilled leader. This is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3000.
Authorities near Atlanta, Georgia say they may never know what led a man to open fire on highway traffic last week. With the latest on the investigation, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A sheriff just outside Atlanta says the sniper-like shootings on a major highway last Friday afternoon were simply random violence staged by a 26-year-old man who had an arsenal with him. Rex Harbor of Snellville hid in the woods and randomly opened fire 17 times on passing vehicles on Highway 365. Two men were struck by bullets. Luckily, they're recovering. Harbor then shot and killed himself once law enforcement had him surrounded. The sheriff says he had at least 5 guns and over 3,000 rounds of ammunition with him. They don't know a motive, but they have been searching his home looking for clues. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As we turn our attention to Wall Street, currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average up over 150 points on the day. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
You can count Bar Rescue host John Taffer as one of the folks who's not a fan of raising the minimum wage. Now, studies have been done that say when you raise the minimum wage, it actually has a negative impact and could increase restaurants' costs by up to 50%. Take a listen as he explains how a restaurant then deals with that increase in cost.
I don't know of any business, Charles, that can sustain a 50% increase in labor cost. That's huge. In some cases, it's greater than that. So when you sustain an economic impact that's significant, either you're going to go out of business or you're going to have to take the risk and pass it to your customers. Passing it to your customers is a heck of a risk, and we're seeing the impact. Customers and restaurants are going down. We've lost many in the state of Washington. We've lost, I believe, about 1,000 in Manhattan. This is not smart. This is not good for the economy. When those restaurants close, those people lose their jobs.
And finally, two new studies out, one by the University of Michigan and one by Cornell, have found that those who are, quote, highly concerned about climate change were less likely to engage in recycling and other eco-friendly behaviors than global warming skeptics. The study found that skeptics were more likely to recycle, use public transportation, and reusable shopping bags. Even though researchers were stumped, it's possible that the skeptics may place more emphasis on personal responsibility than government action. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.